broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Have a great and good morning, good day to you. It's 49 degrees at Volcano. Would you like to play a round of golf? It may warm up a little bit by 9:10. They've got a tee time. A new tradition starts today on Kauai. It is the Kauai Cup. Six courses playing against each other. Hoku'ala, that's the old Kauai Lagoons. Makai Course, Poipu Bay, Kukui'ula, Puakea and Kiahuna, and they're playing today at Poipu Bay. And we've got a great lineup for you today. Mark Rolfing, PGA of America Distinguished Service Award co-recipient, joins us first, of course, NBC Golf Channel analyst and commentator, and followed by Ron Syrak, Ray Stosic, Bart Fokke, and Kelly Walker. And first, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Allen Nakata & Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Allen Nakata, 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Rousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Rousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
Yes, Mark Rolfing, PGA of America Distinguished Service Award co-recipient with wife Debbie Rolfing, golf analyst, golf commentator. You hear him on Golf Channel, NBC Sports. He is president and founder of the Chicago Parks Golf Alliance and cancer survivor. Thank you, MD Anderson. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mark Rolfing.
Well, good morning, Danielle. How are you? And I must say, listening to your guest list today, I'm sure glad I'm going first. I wouldn't want to have to try to jump over that bar that the others would set.
You know, Mark, we've had conversations for many, many years, going back into, oh, let's not even talk about it. But, you know, I was when I read the press release from the PGA of America that you and your wife Debbie are the first co-recipients of the PGA Distinguished Service Award, and for your passion for the growth of game initiatives, okay, and I got there, and then served as a platform to establish one of the country's most inspiring foster parent networks, and I went, foster parents? Mark Rolfing, on the road so much. Debbie, yeah, what an angel she must be. Because I mean,
yeah, she really is, Danielle. And I have to say, first of all, it was a big surprise. You know, if you take a look at the Distinguished Award winners, you know, it's been Palmer and Nicholas and Hagen and Sarazen and that whole group and three presidents and Bob Hope. So it was an upset in itself. You know, to name somebody like us, but then to have a woman, which she's only the second, I think really shows how the PGA of America is thinking out of the box in general these days, and I hope it kind of sets a little bit of a bar for the things that they look at when they give that award in the future. But we are extremely honored, and I'm just so happy to be on here with you today.
The Rolfings created the charitable foundation, the Mark and Debbie Rolfing Charitable Foundation, with the aim of bettering the lives of high-risk, underserved children in need, and in addition to supporting numerous other children's charities, of course, they created their Cradle Care Ministry, and Debbie and Mark personally welcomed, loved, provided care in their Hawaii and Montana homes for 28 newborns, the majority being medically and often critically fragile at birth, and they nurtured the children while Others looked to see, adoption attorneys looked to see, case managers got involved if the children could be reunited with their birth parents or placed with adoptive families. What inspired you to do this?
Well, it was really, really Debbie. You know, she's the main player in this one. And it was a little bit of a fluke. The first angel baby that we had, we didn't really have any idea that it was going to begin a program like this. There is a big void in the foster care system, Danielle, where medically fragile kids that are supposed to be adopted have issues at birth, and then the adoption typically falls through for whatever reason, and these kids go into a system that is kind of a black hole system, and you never really know where they're going to end up. And we were fortunate enough to be able to, help here and sort of create a new program, really in a lot of ways. That either places the kids or gets them back with their birth parents. But it's something that we've kept pretty quiet. As a matter of fact, three of my bosses from Golf Channel and NBC came to the award in Austin a couple of weeks ago, and they were pretty shocked. They had no idea after 30 years of working there that that was something that we really did, and they couldn't figure out how I do travel all the time and do it. And I said, all you got to do is look at Debbie Rolfing. There you go. That's how it gets done.
Well, superwoman, kudos and to both of you for doing extraordinary things while pursuing your career and doing so wonderfully. I mean, I look as I started the show and talked about, you know, president and founder of the Chicago Parks Alliance. You've been instrumental in making sure that golf in Hawaii at the highest level, lobbying for the Tournament of Champions, the PGA Tour being here, the LPGA Tour being here, the Champions Tour, all of the tours being in Hawaii, a presence here. Certainly it was larger in the past, but so excited to see the Century Tournament of Champions. Really, that's one of your babies, isn't it?
It really is, and that this is a big step for us, Danielle, to have a five-year commitment from Century, which really, for the first time in almost a decade, gives this tournament some security. And more than anything else, you can do some planning around it. I had a lengthy conference call yesterday with Ben Crenshaw and Bill Kaur, and we are talking about doing some pretty significant renovations to the plantation course. That we weren't able to really do, knowing that we were on a year-to-year basis on the Tournament of Champions. And now with this 5 years, you know, we just stepped back and said, wow, it's hard to believe, but the plantation course is almost 30 years old. It's been around a long time, and it needs some polishing. And so this long-term security with Century, who's going to be a great title sponsor, it gives us a chance to do some things we wouldn't have otherwise been able to do.
Yeah, when we talk about the plantation course, there's a lot of property that grows. You know, it doesn't stay the same, and it grows, and it changes the complexion of the course. So I imagine that that's going to be a big part of the Prince course had the same issue. And it started to look completely different than it was originally designed because of the growth. And, of course, that being a very wet part of Kauai is a little bit different than Maui. So what are the things that you and Bill and Ben talked about?
More than anything, two things, really, Danielle. Climate change. We have gone through a pretty significant climate change. It could be just temporary. I don't know. I'm not an expert. But all I know is that the typical trade winds that we built the course based on just are not prevalent like they used to be. In the last 11 tournaments, we've only had two trade wind years. And consequently, the holes are playing completely backwards. Some of them are playing way shorter than we imagined, and some are playing, quite a bit longer than we imagined. And because of that, there has to be some adjustments made. And then you couple that in with the technology, and you realize just how far these guys are hitting the ball effectively. And this is probably going to shock a lot of people, but I'm pretty convinced that effectively the plantation course is now one of the shortest courses on the entire PGA Tour at over 7,400 yards. It's one of the shortest. And the primary reason is most of the yardage is in the three big holes, 17, 18, and 1 that come down the hill. But there are six par fours under 400 yards, which are just simply, too short. And the bunkers that were designed are no longer in play.
Wow. Okay, that does shock me that it's the short course. I always think of, well, maybe it's the area. You have a lot of land to play with, don't you? I mean, there is space to lengthen it, or do we want to lengthen it? Do we want to keep it more a thinking person's course?
You know, I wish we didn't have to, but the problem is building a course on the side of the mountain like that, Danielle, you have to have wide fairways for the average player, and consequently, you can't narrow things up and make them strategic. I'm concerned about this whole length issue. I'm with Tiger. I'm with some of these guys about potentially rolling back the ball, because if you think about it, not only the case with the Plantation course, but there's 12,000 golf holes in America that are under renovation or going to be renovation, and we've got one golf ball that could be renovated. So why would you spend all that money to renovate 12,000 golf holes if you could renovate one golf ball?
I'm with you.
And it'll make Marion relevant again, for example.
Yes, yes. And the question, of course, comes to when you start, you know, okay, let's do this and that. Is it just the PGA Tour? Is it the Web.com Tour? Is it the mini tours? You know, is it the LPGA Tour? Are all the tours affected, and at what point do you cut it off? Amateurs? When it's the USGA events for amateurs only, it's a tough one, though, isn't it?
It is tough, but it is something that is done in a lot of other sports. If you think about football, kids don't throw the same size football that high school players do, that don't throw the same kind of football that the NFL players do. You could have a tournament ball literally at different levels. I totally believe it. The LPGA doesn't need nearly as much adjustment as the PGA Tour does. Mm. And there are some very small things that could be done. Tennis did it. People don't realize this, but tennis rolled back their ball when Ivanisevic and a couple of those guys were hitting 200 aces a game and it became boring and the serves were going too fast. They made the ball a little bit fuzzier, and it didn't fly quite as fast, and it reduced the number of those first serve aces. You could do that with tournament golf very easily. To me, the place to start would be the Masters, because they control everything there. And if Augusta National said, you know what, if you want to accept our invitation to the Masters, you're going to play a tournament ball, guys would do it.
Oh, you're so right. And they don't want to have to change Augusta National. They don't want to have to lengthen it just because these guys can hit long bombs. Oh, that is beautiful. That is a wonderful start. And Augusta National has been so receptive to lots of different things that people would have, you know, starting off the Asia Pacific Amateur and inviting the winner to play at the Masters. Those kinds of things.
Yeah, Augusta National, Daniel, has always been a leader in this, and they have a new chairman now, Fred Ridley, who is a good friend of mine, and I know Fred. He won the U.S. Amateur, a wonderful player, and he very much is concerned about the way the game has changed and how it's become such a big hitter's game, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him take on some initiatives that are very much like exactly what we're talking about.
I'm going to go to the LPGA now. Okay, because we just had the state of the LPGA address yesterday with the commissioner, and the commissioner says there are going to be three new events, and one of those events will be played in Hawaii. So this is something we've wanted, right?
Absolutely.
Do you think it's Maui or Oahu?
You know, it's difficult to say right now. I've got fingers crossed for Maui, obviously. I'm a Maui boy and have been forever and ever. And I think if you look at the history of LPGA golf on Maui, both Ka'anapali and Wailea have significant history with the LPGA. I think that having three events on the island of Oahu in the first 4 months of the year is too many. Because I could see these tournaments literally having to start competing with each other with, you know, not only volunteers and services and things like that, but also for local revenue. I really think the place to consider first would be Maui. And I just think whether it's Ka'anapali or Wailea, either one of those places would be fantastic. But the most important thing is to get another event back to Hawaii.
Yeah, I think Mike Wan said it really well when he said that, you know, coming to Hawaii, a lot of people go, well, why am I going all that way just for one event when it could be, you know, a two-event destination, making it much more sensible for all the players to want to come, because we don't always have a full field of the top-ranked players coming over to Oahu for the Lotte. So I'm thrilled about this, because we'll just have all of the stars. And boy, the CME Race the Globe is amazing. What we're seeing with Sun Hyung Park and all the things she's doing, and the fact that she could be the first person since Nancy Lopez to be Rookie of the Year and Player of the Year the same year. I know, albeit she was on the KLPGA one 10 times, the competition on the Korean Tour is so intense that I think once they make it to the LPGA, they have an edge to them that's, you wouldn't see it, but it's so narrow and so focused. Do you understand?
It really is. Yeah, they're brought up with a completely different mindset when it comes to golf. And I am just so bullish on the future of the LPGA right now. I think that Mike Wan has done a phenomenal job in bringing that entire group of ladies together. Because that is not easy. You know, effectively, Mike Wan's got a couple of hundred bosses a year. you know, that he's listening to, that all have a lot of great ideas about what would be best for the LPGA. But what I know is the LPGA is starting to take the lead in golf. They've always kind of sort of played a second fiddle, and they had to wait to get television airtimes after the PGA Tour and the Champions Tour and everybody else got them. They had to wait to figure out where some of their tournaments were going to fit on the schedule. But the quality of play and just the whole presence of the LPGA has changed so dramatically that I believe you're going to see the LPGA as a tour become a leader amongst the governing bodies in the next decade.
Very exciting. I think the Olympics had a big part in that. All the governing bodies coming together, and Mike Wan having a seat at that table, as of course he would have. But because women on the LPGA come from so many different countries, I mean, the power that he brings to the table is international. And that is what we're becoming. Even on the PGA Tour, it doesn't feel quite as international, but you know it's going to happen. We're going to have the competition coming from around the world, and it's extremely exciting. And that leads me to the Sony Open in Hawaii, celebrating its 20th year. Sony being 20 years a sponsor of this event, is that unprecedented?
It's not quite unprecedented, but it's very, very rare in today's world. Companies change their whole mission statements. They go out of business. They expand their business. There's a lot of different things that can cause a company to rethink their sponsorship. But Sony's relationship with Wildlife Country Club in Hawaii has been so strong, and they really are one of the most stable sponsors now on the PGA Tour. And I think the future looks really good. I can't emphasize enough how important it is for Century to have come into Kapalua to have that anchor of Tournament of Champions, you know, be committed to and established for 5 years, I think is a real benefit to Sony. And to me, the next step now is to have somebody try and figure out, and you're going to talk to him here in a few minutes, Ray Stozic, how to get Tiger to come to play to Sony, because I think it's really time for him to seriously give that some consideration, especially if he plays decently in the Bahamas.
Yes. Wouldn't that be something? Does it suit his game? Why the Sony?
Well, it suits his game because, first of all, he's going to have to change his game, Danielle. He is not going to be able to play the power game physically that he used to be able to play, because he's just had so many surgeries and his body is so broken down. He's going to have to gear it back and play a different kind of game. The other thing that I think is going to be important for Tiger in this next comeback, and hopefully this is his last comeback, I think one of the important things is to go to places where he hasn't played a lot of tournament golf. And by doing that, he is going to create an energy and a buzz that he needs to sort of carry him along. There would be so many people at Wailea if he came. Never played that tournament. I think the people would carry him on their shoulders, and they would sort of carry him along and help him, because they'd be so much behind what he's doing. And I'd rather see him do some of that than maybe go back to the same places that he did for his entire career to play.
Very good point. Very good. And you have his ear.
Well, not being that I could influence you know, his decision. But I do know this. I really think Wylie would be a great course for him because, you know, the greens are pretty straightforward. It doesn't take a lot of time to learn how to putt those greens. If you hit the ball online, it's going in.
That's great.
But the other thing is, it is a kind of a course where you have to maneuver the ball. And the way Tiger is going to play going forward is he's going to maneuver shots. He's not going to go out and overpower a course and beat Brooks Koepka. There's no way.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, these guys are hitting it so hard and twisting so much that all he could do was hurt himself, and that is not what anyone wants. And the reason I brought up Tiger Woods, of course, is Mark Rolfing, the PGA of America Distinguished Service Award co-recipient, golf analyst and golf commentator for Golf Channel and NBC Sports, and president and founder of the Chicago Parks Golf Alliance, works with Tiger Woods because Tiger Woods is working on the golf course. And all of a sudden, the golf course name, Jackson Park?
That is it. It's an iconic place. It's where President Obama is going to put his library and presidential center, and the project is coming along really well. It's going to be under construction next year.
Awesome.
And I really believe that this initiative in Chicago is going to be a model for the whole future of sustainable urban golf. The game of golf is going to grow at public venues. It's not going to grow at country clubs. And
if you take
a look around America, public golf is where we should really be focused right now. And some of the things that Tiger has been able to help us accomplish there, just even the thought process that kids are going to be able to play free golf in Chicago under the age of 17. Could you have accomplished that without a Tiger Woods coming in? I doubt it. So, he's done a lot already, and I think the whole country, when it comes to urban golf, is going to be watching this project in Chicago because it's going to be a model.
And Alawai and Oahu, with a number of municipal golf courses now giving, as you told me months ago this would happen, you were the first person to tell me, and I wrote a column about it, that all kids under 17 who are Hawaii residents can play free at all of Oahu's municipal golf courses. And, of course, it would be great if Top Golf would build its Alawai Golf Course headquarters there. That would be fabulous. Have you heard anything along those lines?
Well, you can imagine that I have, and I think it's looking really good, whether it's Top Golf or some other entity. There's a couple of new products on the market now that are competitors to Top Golf. Top Golf is the flagship, of course, but the point is, I truly believe that the headquarters of Hawaii Golf, we've talked about this a lot, should be at Alawai. And if you look at the whole municipal course system on that island, if Alawai became the headquarters and everything sort of had tentacles coming out from Alawai, I think you would see instant improvement to all of the facilities, all the way out to Kahuku, and Pali and places like that. And I just think, Alawai needs to be rejuvenated. That was always kind of the benchmark of public golf in Hawaii, and it lost its luster a little bit, and it won't be difficult to get it back, and I think this initiative is the thing to do.
Awesome talking with you, Mark Rolfing. One quick final note, Michelle Wee, how is she doing?
You know, Michelle Wee, all in all, has had a pretty good year when you take a look at 21st on the money list going into CME. But it has been a strange year. Typically, her injuries are not that weird. Or the things that happen to her. Now, she has a lot of things that happen to that young lady.
Yes.
But all of a sudden, throw in an appendectomy on top of everything else. You know, she missed a couple of major championships. I watched her play a lot at the KPMG in Chicago. I thought she looked really good. She's not going to come out of the year, you know, with a bunch of wins, but I think she is really boding good for the future. I think you'll see her recharge and shut it down on Monday for a couple of months. And once she does that, I'm looking for a good year in 2018 out of Michelle.
Awesome, Mark Rolfing, PGA of America Distinguished Service Award co-recipient with his wonderful wife, Debbie Rolfing, Golf Channel analyst and golf commentator for Golf Channel and NBC Sports. Thanks so much for being on the show. Can't wait to see you.
See you in a month, Daniel.
Right on. All right. Aloha. We're going to come back. Ron Cyrak is right in the midst of the action, and, man, it is happening at Tuburon Golf Club. Okay, we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. And it doesn't matter if your restaurant line broke at 10 a.m. or your building hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise retail store or home, you need your job done now, done right. That 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
So much is happening. We've got Sung Hyung Park and now Sarah Jane Smith, Kim Kaufman, Stacey Lewis, Aria Chutanagarn, moving up the leaderboard. Ron Cyrak, ronsyrak.com. You can find him, special to the LPGA, of course, Golf Channel contributor, author of Vision 54, and the man with all the information right now from the CME Race to the Globe. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle. Yeah, it's shaping up to be, I think, a pretty special weekend here.
Now, Sung Hyung Park is already the Rolex Rookie of the Year. We talked about that, well, a couple weeks ago, that it happened in July, that she was already the Rolex Rookie of the Year. But she could be Player of the Year. She could be the VAR Trophy recipient. There are 12 players on the LPGA currently carrying a sub-70 scoring average, which is amazing in and of itself. And she could be the first rookie to be ranked number one in the world. What's up with this young woman?
And she could win the money title, and she could win the million-dollar CME bonus.
There you go.
A six-pack of success she has a chance to. She's remarkable, Danielle. Her game is, you look at it, she shot 65 yesterday, started out pretty slow, then she makes five birdies in a row. She hit 17 greens. On the measured driving hole, she averaged 303 yards off the tee. And to me, what's really impressive is her mental composure and focus. She admits that she's nervous on the first hole of every round of golf she ever played, but she doesn't show any of that, and she's one of those special players who doesn't run away from the pressure, but she runs towards the pressure. I think that we might be seeing the emergence of a truly special golfer this weekend here.
A superstar, you know, and a first time since Nancy Lopez. Just saying that, it's like, wow, the accomplishment is tremendous, but there are some people who can still take some of this away from her. How fares Lexi Thompson and Inji Chun in this lowest scoring average race?
Well, Lexi's the one who's got the best chance, and she's making a little bit of a move today. She's a couple under par. Here's what you need to know is if Lexi finishes the tournament at 9 under par or less than that, then Sung Hyung Park needs to beat her by 9 strokes to win the Bear Trophy. If Lexi finishes at 10 under par or more, then Sung Hyung's got to beat her by 10 strokes.
Wow.
So essentially, if If Lexi finishes at 10 under par for the tournament, then Sung-hyun's got to finish at 20 under par. So it's an effort. Sung-hyun needs to make some birdies, and she probably needs Lexi to slide back a little bit. But Lexi started slow and then shot 67 yesterday and is a couple under on the front nine today. So she's not going away easily. And Lexi still has a chance to for player of the year. The other two, So Yanyu and Shan Shanfeng, sort of have played their way out of it. There were 11 strokes back starting today's round. So it's really coming down to Sung-hyun Park and Lexi Thompson.
Well, and I mean, Sung-hyun Park is 11 under already, but she's not shooting that well today. She's one over on this round. What's going on with her game?
Well, you know, all 3 days she started slowly, and then she seems to kick it into another gear. Yesterday, it started on the fifth hole for her hole, and she birdied 5 holes in a row starting on number 5. So we'll wait and see if she can find that gear today. It might be that she's, you know, feeling the enormity of the moment a little bit going into the weekend, and is maybe she's playing a little bit of defense. But I don't see that there's been a real drop off in her game today. It's just that she's probably being a little bit more tentative, a little bit more cautious.
Seems to be a few birdies out there on this golf course. Kim Kaufman 7 under on her round so far. And then there, Arya Jutanagarn 4 under. I mean, Arya Jutanagarn's been missing in action. What happened?
Yeah, she has. You know, I mean, who would have guessed that Lydia Ko and Arya Jutanagarn would have a combined 1 victory this year? You know, and that one is by Arya. You know, it's around the middle of the year, I remember seeing her at KPMG Women's PGA Championship, and she needed a par on the last hole on Friday to make the cut, and she made one of the most lackluster bogeys I'd ever seen. It was almost like she had a hangover from the success of last year, and she and believe me, that is far from the first time I've seen that. That happens a lot. You win your first tournament, especially you win your first majors, and all of a sudden your life changes a lot. And I think this is just an adjustment year for Arya, and she's trying to get her feet back on the ground that way. It's probably the same thing that's going on for Lydia Ko, too.
Now, how old is Arya? Is she 19?
She's 20.
20?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something tells me that the way these young women work from such a young age, at what point do they, like, say, I'm done with this. I don't feel like doing it. I don't want to do this anymore. You know, teenagers often say, hey, forget about it. I'm not participating. Do you think any of that comes into this?
It's going to be interesting to see as we go forward. Are there going to be any more Christy Kerrs out there or Kari Webbs who are playing into their 40s? Not to mention Julie Inkster, who's 57 and still plays. But you're going to have to wonder if one of the consequences of players starting as young as they are starting now is that they're going to leave it young. That may happen. You know, I'm not sure that we're going to see the 20-year career out there anymore. There's an enormous amount of talent, and you also know that one of the things that you hear from players over and over again is the need to develop more to their life than just golf.
Mm-hmm.
So it is going to be interesting. I mean, you know, Lydia Ko's already said she wants to retire when she's 30.
Yeah, scary.
And she'll have been out there, but if she retires at 30, she'll have been a pro for 15 years.
And winning, I mean, her first win was when she was 14. So,
well, yeah, think about this. Jarena Pillar did not start playing golf until she was 15 years old. Lydia Ko already had 2 pro wins by the time she was 15.
Yeah, truly. And at some point, you know, you just say, okay, I'm done. I want to try something new. And it's a shame that they can't incorporate everything into their lives. I think Michelle Wee is a really good example of having lots of different facets in her world. It maybe it does take away from her game, but then there's been the physical. Mark Rolfing, I think you heard, we were talking a little bit. You know, she's had some incredible physical experiences in her life. Probably the biggest one, this appendectomy. But she does have her art. She participates in the LPGA behind the scenes. She does so much. And if I could transition, speaking of the LPGA and what Mike Wan told us yesterday, or was it the day before? So much has happened this week. 3 new events on the LPGA tour. 1 in Hawaii. Some have told me they think, and I should bet on it, that it'll be Oahu. Of course, Mark Rolfing makes a good argument that it should be Maui. Have you heard anything?
No, we're not going to know for sure until after Thanksgiving. I love when they were back started the season at Turtle Bay.
Me too.
But I think Mike's done a remarkable job, just truly remarkable. In 2010, his first year as commissioner, the tour bottomed out with 23 tournaments. They were playing for $45 million total purse. Next year, they're going to have 34 tournaments and play for $70 million.
Yeah.
Revenues are up. Purses are up. TV ratings are up 17%. Everything about the tour is trending in the right direction. And I think you have to look at Mike Wann as really being not only the most successful commissioner that the LPGA has ever had, but one of the most successful commissioners any sport's ever had.
I couldn't agree with you more. He's amazing. Revenue up 90% in the past 6 years, 20 title sponsors, 20 official marketing partners, 14 of them in the last 3 years. A CME Group Tour Championship staying at the Tiburon Golf Club until 2023. Another major commitment. And we're talking about sponsor commitments. They really believe in the LPGA.
You know, I asked Mike, are you happy with the number of tournaments that you have? And he is. You know, if he could add one or two more, he might be all right. But he's happy with the number of tournaments. He said his two priorities right now continue to drive up prize money. The women are still playing for about one-fifth of what the men play for. And a big component of that is he wants to get more network television coverage on the weekends. That's hugely important. Our Golf Channel does a terrific job with the LPGA. But when you're on Golf Channel, you're preaching to the choir. You're reaching people who are already golf fans. You get on network TV, that's when you reach that casual fan, and that's when you grow the base of your fandom by bringing in new viewers that way, and that's one of his priorities. Right now, tomorrow's final round is going to be on network TV on ABC. KPMG was on NBC. The Women's U.S. Open is on Fox, so they're getting some more exposure that way. But he wants some more of the other tournaments to get that network exposure, and he's looking for a network that's really just willing to take a gamble on the LPGA and see what the ratings might be like.
Yes, and what I think a lot of people don't realize, and it may come as a shock to you, and not Ron Czyrak, who is, of course, Golf Channel contributor. He won't come as a shock to him. The LPGA is still buying. It pays for its network opportunities, its airtime, except when the PGA of America, KPMG, Avion, USGA, CME Group this weekend is buying airtime. So it's not like the networks are coming and saying, hey, come on over here. We want to broadcast. LPGA's got to go over there and say, hi, I'd like to buy some time. How much are you going to charge me to show my tournament? That's an extremely expensive proposition.
Yes, it is. And I think that we're going to see that change after 2019 when their current TV contract expires. I think they're going to leverage their strategic partnerships with the PGA of America and the PGA Tour to get a different, more lucrative TV exposure. Look, Danielle, on the PGA Tour, there's a 1-to-1 ratio between TV revenue and purses. If they take in $320 million in TV revenue, they pay out $320 million in purses.
Mm-hmm.
The LPGA doesn't have that, you know. They just don't have that.
And, you know, when you look at something else that Mike Wann, the commissioner, brought up, on the LPGA, if you hit 70% of your greens in regulation, you're ranked 50th. If you hit 80%, you're in the top 15. Are the numbers that way on the PGA Tour?
No,
no.
Right here. You know, no, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
The quality.
In fact, I saw Mo Martin has hit some ridiculous number of tee shots this year, like 1,400 tee shots. But anyway, she's hitting the fairway at 86% of the time. I went and checked on the PGA Tour. The player, and I think it's Chad Campbell, who leads in hitting the green from 125 yards out. He's number one. He hits the greens 85% of the time. He's hitting more fairways with a driver than he's hitting greens with a pitching
wedge. That's amazing. I mean, and I've always watched them, and I've said, you know, the girls, they're so good, they make it almost look too easy. So you kind of expect it to be like, bam, 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 I'm on the green, and there goes the putt. You know, it's... The guys are out there going here and there and everywhere. It's just that people just don't realize how good the women are playing. And it's interesting, the changes to the Q school, the LPGA Q school, stage one, stage two remain, but stage three changes. That's a long conversation. But what I liked, what you said this morning on Golf Channel, and it's already always great hearing you on Golf Channel. This is Ron Cyrak. You can get his analysis usually Monday mornings on Morning Drive. Women's Open will be played 2 weeks before the men's Open. So that's going to kind of bring attention to the women. Do you think it can happen with the other majors?
Yeah, first of all, I think having the Women's U.S. Open on the same week every year is a good thing. Because, you know, the men's is. We always know the men's Open is going to end on Father's Day. So now the Women's Open is going to end on the Sunday 2 weeks before Father's Day. So the fact that it's consistent is going to be good. It may eliminate some geographical parts of the country. If it's late May, early June, but I think it's good to have a consistent week. My next suggestion is that the Women's British Open, I would love it to see it played the week before the British Open. I would go Women's British Open, Senior British Open.
Wow.
3 weeks in a row, because I think it would help media coverage, particularly from the American media, for the women. Because there would be writers who were going to cover the Men's British Open, and they might come in on Saturday, you know, and cover the last two rounds of the Women's British, and then go on to the men's. I think that would do a lot to enhance the profile of that tournament.
Awesome.
And then the other thing they got to figure out how to get Evian out of September and back into the summer.
And
you know what it's like in the Alps in the middle of September, Danielle.
Yes. It's a very interesting time when the clouds come down and everything just is a complete change in the way it's real seasons. I mean, we don't have them in Hawaii. I went from a place where you could count on the seasons to a place where there's no season. It rains once in a while. I'm talking with Ron Cyrak, and I can't thank you enough for being on the show with me. Tiffany Joe getting the Heather Far Perseverance Award last night. What a wonderful moment that must have been when you were there.
Tiff is she's a real hoot. She's as funny and as smart of a person as you're going to find on this tour. And she had a skin cancer scare this year, and it was one of those things where she sort of knew something was going on, but it wasn't until somebody else said to her, you know, you better have that checked out, that she did. But she's she's a concert pianist. She is. If you don't follow her on Twitter, you should, because she's hilarious. And on YouTube, she's got a YouTube channel that's called Cup of Joe, and she does songs, parodies of other players that are. She's got one song out there, "What's Up with Lexi," that is just hilarious. It's worth going to find.
Ron Cyrak, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism, Morning Drive contributor, author of Vision 54 Trilogy, roncyrak.com. Thanks so much for being on the show with me.
Anytime, Danielle. Thanks for having me on. Talk to you down the road.
Yes. All right. Thank you. We're going to come back with Ray Stozek. He's the tournament director of the Sony Open in Hawaii, and we want you. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What do the finest homes in Hawaii have in common? Many of them trusted Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors to provide a truly unique garage door on their home. Call Rainer today and beautify your home with a striking aluminum and glass door that will make your home stand out. Or choose a custom wood design that will be only yours. You have seen our beautiful doors on your neighbors' homes. Get a Rainer door of your own. Call 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Heat up the ball, be grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it!
Did I do that?
Oh, man,
Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Ray Stosek, president, 141 Premier Sports, tournament director, Sony Open in Hawaii. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is the 2018 Sony Open in Hawaii, and we're celebrating Sony's 20th anniversary as title sponsor. This is awesome.
Yes, it is. They're the third longest running title sponsor on the PGA Tour, and we're getting ready to announce some good news here in the upcoming week with Sony's continued involvement. But they're a great title sponsor, and we're lucky to have them.
Wow. It's January 8th to the 14th, 2018, and there's so much to talk about with Ray Stosek. Thank you for that little hint. in celebration of the 20th anniversary, there's lots that you can participate in at the Hawaii Convention Center. What is the Pro-Am Awards celebration and dinner? Is that open to people who'd like to buy tickets?
You know what, for the first time ever, Sony's been gracious to work with us on the 20th anniversary of their entitlement. And so for the first time ever, this is a private event over the last 19 years. And so in order to see a Sony recording artist and or celebrity chefs from around the world and Hawaii, you had to actually be a sponsor to get into the event. This year, Sony's allowing us to add some more tables, and so at the Hawaii Convention Center, on Thursday, January 11th, we are going to have a five-course meal with famous chefs, and we're also going to have a concert with Diana Ross, only her second time in Hawaii. And so it's going to be, and it also has an open bar. Drink responsibly, please. But anyway, it's
yes.
$320 for a piece of that Thursday function. And you can go on to our SonyOpenInHawaii.com to make any purchases.
That's fantastic. That is an excellent price to see Diana Ross have the chef experience, the five-course meal. That is awesome. And thank you, Sony, for opening up the Pro-Am Awards celebration and dinner on Thursday, January 11th, to people who would like to be there. SonyOpenGala.com. Go there to get your tickets and do it soon because they probably don't have a whole lot available, even though it's going to be at the Hawaii Convention Center. The new PGA Tour Spectator mobile device policy. It used to be that, check your phones at the door. What are we allowed to do now?
Well, you know what? If you look back at all professional sports, golf was one of the last ones to even allow cellular phones into the event and stuff, and they just realized that they had to keep up with the times. And so they've allowed the last few years to bring your mobile devices on site and usually keep them on silent, but now they're going to allow you to actually capture video, audio, photographs for your personal and non-commercial uses. And so in the past, they would have volunteers asking you not to take pictures or things of that nature, but that's all changing along with the PGA Tour.
They probably do want to keep it on silent still, though, right?
Yeah.
So that you don't disturb the guy in his backswing. That's really a problem. You know, your phone goes off, and you're embarrassed, and they're distraught. But this is awesome that you can take pictures, you can take video, audio even, which you get the crack. That's an amazing sound when these guys hit the ball. And it's hard to resist when you've always been able to do that. So that, I think the PGA Tour Spectator Mobile Device policy allowing spectators to capture that video, audio, and photographs for personal, non-commercial purposes is a really smart move. There are so many, and I had the, when Bill Backron was still with us, 50 years, the media man for the Sony Open in Hawaii, I spent some time with him in one of the spectator village places that are open. I mean, there's places where you can go and kind of like make that your spot, and then you can follow the action, go back to the tent and have a Michelob, and then you can go back in the... So are there a couple of places people can go to now?
Yeah, and for the first time here this year, we're going to actually enclose the Michelob Ultra 19th hole, and so it'll be air-conditioned. We're upgrading the facilities with some couches and some high tops and some other things, and so besides the Sony Open, everybody knows that it's NFL football season, so we tend to have a lot of NFL fans that come to the Sony Open, and so this will be an enclosed area, air-conditioned, where you can watch football on the weekends and golf, and in case it's warm, it'll be the only air-conditioned facility on the course.
I like it.
So you can, it's something new we're trying, and for $75, you get admission into the tournament for the whole week, plus two drinks at the Michelob Ultra.
That's awesome. It's like an AC-cooled sports bar. That's great.
Yeah.
That's perfect. And then we've also got the HTA, and I'm holding the packages for the Pro-Am. Let me just go straight there. The Pro-Am is 2 days for the Sony Open. There's the practice round on Sunday. Is that? Can you lay that out for me, please?
Sure. First time again that we've been able to do this is that for the 20th anniversary, we are having a Monday Pro-Am. Normally, it's a Wednesday Pro-Am that we do. We're still doing the Wednesday, but it was sold out earlier this year. And so we went back to Sony. They were gracious enough to work with us. And so we're offering a Monday Pro-Am, Monday of tournament week. And so what you'll do is you can sign up for that for $4,500 per person. Normally, the official Pro-Am 2 days later is $12,000. So this is a great introductory offer to play with a PGA Tour professional. And so on Sunday, the 7th of January, you get a practice round. Then Monday, the 9th, the 8th, we have a 10 a.m. shotgun. With key gifts and awards and a party afterwards at the Twilight Country Club.
Wow,
so that's the first time ever.
It's exciting because you're raising a lot of money now for Friends of Hawaii Charities through this.
Yes, we are. I forget the actual number we're at now. I believe it's around $19 million.
Yeah.
But we give away over $1 million every year for local charities. It all stays in the community. And we couldn't do this, Danielle, without the help of 1,700 volunteers that give of their time to come to the tournament. So we always are looking for volunteers, and we've got some great areas this year. Admission, if you're interested in being a caddy. Also, one of the ones that I spoke about last year was Pro Transportation. We're the only tournament on the PGA Tour of 45 events that does not offer cars to the players because we – have limited resources of parking in and around Wailea in the community. And so we have a pro transportation group that picks up the pros and their families from Waikiki or wherever they're staying and take them back and forth every day. They love it. You're with the pros and their families in the car. It's a pretty neat experience.
Now, you folks provide the car, so I don't have to worry about what my car looks like.
That's correct. We have a great deal with Servco, and I've been working with them for years, and so we have brand new Toyota vehicles to transport the players.
See, so you can. Yeah, that's why I said we need you. That was my call for volunteers, for admissions and will call, for caddies, for amateurs, of course, gallery control, marshals, for parking, pro transportation, shot link. And just the volunteer pool. The volunteer pool is, if you go there and you don't know where you're going to be assigned to.
Yeah, but it's all exciting. And just like even on the marshals, sometimes marshals, you're inside the ropes. And so you're getting the firsthand view of the tournament as opposed to five or six deep outside the ropes trying to get a good visual point.
It's fantastic. I love it. I thank you enough. I was given the opportunity to be inside the ropes and actually walk with a group, and that is such a good time. You get to really experience what it's like to be like a caddy of sorts. You're not that close, but you're seeing decisions being made and shots being taken, and it's great. And Ray Stosic, the tournament director of the Sony Open in Hawaii, I've just forgotten the word for that when you people can purchase the opportunity to be, what is that called?
Honorary observer.
Thank you.
Inside the room. Yes.
You're still offering honorary observers the opportunity? Yes. Oh, it's a pleasure talking with you. There's also the Sweet 16 Chalet Hospitality featuring High's Steakhouse Cuisine. So many things that you can do to be a part of the Sony Open in Hawaii. You can find a nice place to sit, to make it your base camp, and then go out and watch the action. You can be an honorary observer and follow. You pay a fee, of course, for that opportunity, and it all goes to Friends of Hawaii Charities, and the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation matches the money that is raised, so it's fantastic. Every year, over $1 million is raised and distributed through the partnership with the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation. Ray Stosic, thanks so much. I hope you'll join me again before the tournament starts.
Oh, I sure will. We'll get back in and be able to give some commitments of the great field that we're going to have this year. And also, just so all the listeners know that we do have free parking, so at Hunakai Park and Kahala Community Park, so we have free parking and then shuttles that bring you right to the course.
Very convenient. And it's a nice, if you walk from the park, it's actually a very nice stroll down the Kahala Avenue. Thank you so much, Ray, for being on the show.
Aloha.
Aloha.
You.
We're going to come back and learn a little bit about pitch fix. You got to fix your pitch marks. And this device is a number one. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, "Call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow, 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
You know, holiday gifts are often difficult to find, or special gifts for large groups of people, or maybe you'd like to give someone something, some business acquaintance, someone you'd like to impress, and it'll have maybe your logo or your message on it. We're going to be talking with Bart Foke, the president of Sand Group International, or Pitch Fix. But first, we are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM Honolulu, KGU AM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. So gift time of the year has arrived. And Bart Foke is president of Pitch Fix. And the Pitch Fix Fusion 2.5 pin was given a Golf Digest Award for the best in class. Welcome into the show, Bart.
Hi, Danielle. Nice to be in your show.
Thank you. And you're calling us from the Netherlands?
No, I'm in Spain, southern Spain at the moment.
It must be difficult to have created such a magnificent company. Let me start off by asking you, when you took over and you've grown exponentially, how did you do that?
Well, actually, the business started back in 2005 with my business partner, Michel, who's a professional golf player. Got a traditional dipper tool from a friend that bought it back from the UK. And they were sitting at the kitchen table with, in one hand, the Divitool, and in the other hand, the car key of an Audi. You know, the car key that flipped out?
Yes.
And that's where the idea was born.
So that's why it's the switchblade. When you press the button, it pops out. And you've got your ball mark and your pitch fix right there so you can fix your pitch mark. And you've got your ball mark all on the same. And that's the part where we're talking about putting the logo. And how do I get in touch with a company to do something like that for the holidays coming up?
Oh, well, you can go to our website and just fill out a contact form or get a quote directly online. We have a load of distributors in both the greengrass and promotional world that can help you.
So in the greengrass, what do you mean?
It's the golf retail, so the, let's say, the on-course golf shops, and many of them already carry our products in the U.S. In Europe, in Asia, we're market leaders. We've been there for a long time, so we're almost everywhere. The distributors sell to the golf shops, and on the other side of the business, we have promotional companies that sell to the corporate clients.
The Pitch Fix, a global market leader in switchblade divot tools, was given the Fusion 2.5 Best Divot Repair Tool by Golf Digest in their Editor's Choice Awards, second straight year this past year. What did that do for your business?
Oh, a lot. Immediately after the award is announced in Golf Digest, they publish all kinds of magazines, print, and both online. And especially online, immediately explodes the traffic to our website. And that brings in a lot of people that are interested in the product and ask for information.
Now, what is it about the Fusion 2.5 that's so special?
Well, the traditional product with the fork, and every manufacturer makes divot tools with a fork shaped part of the tool where you do the repairs with. And the big problem in the market is that, and in the golf world, is that besides people that don't repair their pitch marks and leave damage to the greens, the ones that use the traditional fork, most of them don't know how to use it right. And they do a cosmetic repair while on the green, and they leave a flat surface. But 2 days later, there's a big brown spot on that same spot because they cut the roots by using the tool in the wrong way, and the grass will die out. And that brings a lot of damage, and it's a lot of work for the groundsmen and the greenkeepers to get that fixed again.
So
we've been looking at there should be another way to make it easier for the golfer to repair those pitch marks. And we've been trying with all kinds of shapes of fronts for a couple of years. And then suddenly we found the pins with a teardrop shape in the end of the pins, like you see in the Fusion 2.5. And the trick of that, a technology actually, is that the whole pin and the teardrop shape, they go under the indention and where the impact of the ball was on the green, and everything is lifted up back again without tearing anything.
It's beautifully done. So you just put it down into the ground and gently pull up. That brings the ground up, but it doesn't tear any of the root systems.
Exactly. So you do a repair, and at the same time you relieve the compaction that was created by the golf ball, where the wrong use of the traditional fork often leaves an air cushion under the grass surface, and that's where everything dies out and things go wrong.
Well, the Fusion 2.5 pin features a rubberized handle for soft touch and grip, colored aluminum trims, shiny colored button trims, built-in pencil sharpener, patented divot repairing pins, which we just talked about, the removable 1-inch ball marker, that's the one that you can have customized so that it can be given away to friends, family, businesses that you want to impress. And get this, there are 14 colors. I was, Bart, I was going through and I kept finding, I just went to Amazon to see if it was there, right?
Yeah.
There's this long list on Amazon, this color and this color and this color and this color.
Yeah.
It was marvelous. Yeah, absolutely marvelous. So, yes.
Yeah, and I just listened to the last part of the story about the Sony Open. Wouldn't this be a great gift from that tournament as well?
Exactly, for the swag bag. It's the perfect idea for tournaments to put it in the bag for the big sponsors. They'd love it. I mean, the Switchblade, it was always cool, but now you've made it cool and good for the grass, so it actually makes it easier for the golfer who's always confused about just how to fix it, how to do it right. This is perfect. It's like you've taken the technology understanding of how the agronomy of the grass system works, and you've created a device, a handheld device. And it's there's the other one, too, that I wanted to ask about. It's kind of like for people who don't have a real good firm grip when they're bending down, what is the Pitch Fix Twister? Does that help with holding it?
Well, actually, it's the tool we had before the Fusion. So
I see.
It was the first model we brought to market with those pins, and then we thought, you know, this is three pins. It's a nice looking product, but maybe it's a little bit bulky for our female golfers to put it in their pants. So
yes.
So we wanted to go back to the original Switchblade idea we had, but we didn't know how to put three pins next to each other and still have the same function, because when you put the three pins from the twister next to each other, there's too much power lifting up again, so you could do damage to the greens. And we started testing and testing on different types of greens, and that's where we found out that we had to put one pin in the middle without the teardrop shape. And actually, what that pin does, when the two teardrops go down in the ground, actually they create a pipe, a whole pipe in the ground. And then if you pull back up, there's not enough traction to pull everything back up again. And this little pin in the middle pulls ground back towards the teardrop pins going down, so that there is more traction. It actually restores the ground when the pins are going down, and so you have power to lift it up again.
Superintendents, love you. Thank you so much for taking the time to figure out how to do this and make not just a cool Switchblade type divot repair tool, but one that's good to the grass and good for the superintendents. Bart Folke, president of, I'm going to just say, Pitch Fix. You can find them at Pitch Fix USA. Let's see now if I found them on pitchfixusa.com. Is that where it is?
That's right, yes.
PitchFixUSA.com. Go there. Check it out. An excellent tool that every golfer should have. Take care of the grounds. Aloha. Thank you, Bart, for being on the show.
Aloha. Thank you very much, Danielle. It was my pleasure.
We're going to come back and talk about something else a golfer would need on your list of, you know, special things. This is like buying somebody, well, a little car. It's the little car that they'll be with for about 4 or 5 hours, and they'll have their bag on that little device that they'll push around. This is a special little device that they'll push around. It can hold all the goodies that a golfer needs to have with them, while including their Pitch Fix. We'll be back with Big Max USA right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii, 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. And it doesn't matter if your restaurant line broke at 10 a.m. or your building hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise retail store or home, you need your job done now, done right. That 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Wow, you have got to watch the CME Group Tour Championship. There is so much going on this leaderboard. I don't want to tell you. I don't want to, give it all away. But look at Michelle Wee. We've got one, two, four, six, seven people. T3, two at the top. Man, and it's all just one stroke apart. This is some kind of championship going on the LPGA. Now, I see guys walking. When I'm driving on the viaduct here in Hawaii past the airport, there's the beautiful golf course that's right on the side of the freeway. And there are guys who are walking the golf course, and they're walking along with their pull cart, so that they can not have to carry their bag, which, you know, if you're young and you can or want to, but what about all the stuff that you want to have right at your disposal? What if you want to have, your quick fix smartphone holder that's right there on the cart? We're going to talk now with Kelly Walker, usbigmaxgolf.com. It's us.bigmaxgolf.com. He's the CEO of Big Max Golf USA. And we're talking about walk, play, golf. We're talking about the Big Max Blade IP. And we're talking about the Quattro, the Big Max Blade Quattro, the 2017 Golf Digest award-winning push trolley. Welcome into the clubhouse, Kelly.
Well, thanks for having me.
Fabulous products you have. I mean, I was watching the videos on your website where it shows how easy. I mean, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's opening it up. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's closing it. You know, it's such a simple, and then it becomes so compact. It's so easy to put into your trunk with your clubs. It all fits. It's exquisite. Nicely done.
Yeah, thank you. When we originally developed the Blade, which was the first fold flat cart in the world, we've developed it and it became one of the hottest carts in Europe. You know, we launched it here into the U.S. And then over the years, we've developed many different full flat carts. We actually started with the Blade, and then we came up with, said, how can we make this easier for customers to fold their carts? So the first offshoot of the original Blade was the Autofold FF, which was a three-wheel full flat cart, but we did it with a two-fold technology where you literally just open the handle and lock it and unfold it. So it's super, super easy. And that actually was the 2016 Golf Digest Push Cart of the Year. And then we said, well, why don't we take this same technology and make a four-wheel cart, which is gaining traction in the push cart market. So we came up with the Blade Quattro, which became the 2017 Golf Digest Push Cart of the Year.
Yes.
So we're really excited about that. And then, as you said earlier, we're launching the newest version of the Blade, which is Blade IP, which will be the third generation and the first two-fold blade that we've ever made.
Now, what do you mean by two-fold blade?
Well, as I said, the Autofold FF, you literally undo the latch, fold the handle, lock it, and then you just pull it apart and it automatically opens up. There's no, you know, locks you have to lock or anything other than the handle. And then we did the same with the Quattro. So now with the Blade, where before we had, it was about five or six steps you had to do and had to do locks. Now you just open the handle, lock it and fold it apart and you have the thin technology of the Blade, which has been, you know, very, very popular. In fact, we have probably close to 30 college teams around the country that are using the Blade or Blade Plus, and we're expecting even more now with the new IP that we'll be launching this year in January.
Because it'll be so simple.
So simple. That, you know, the blade is easy, but it, you know, there are people that, you know, they'll force it into the ground or do different things that can cause problems, because the original blade and blade plus, you just want to lift it off the ground and then open it. Some people would force it into the ground and cause issues with the folding mechanism. With the new IP, it's just so simple. It's built like a tank. You can't hurt the thing. Just, you know, just open it and you're good to go. So it's going to be very exciting. I think people are going to love the product. And as we've grown, you know, a lot of people don't realize that Big Macs, you know, is the number one push cart brand in Europe. With over 42% market share where everybody walks. And so it's, you know, and now it's, we're going on our fourth year in the U.S. We're really excited. We've got some major retailers coming on board here at the end of 2017 and 2018. So we're very excited about that and the growth of Big Macs in the U.S. golf market.
Can you tell us the major retailers?
Actually, yes. We did a test market with Golf Galaxy, and now we will be going into all 90 stores nationwide.
Fantastic. That is fantastic. What I love about the Big Macs Blade IP, that is, it's got the blade, plus it's super easy to unfold and fold up, is that there are a lot of people who have the time to play the game when they're retired. And when you're retired, and it's harder to do things like fold things up. Or, you know, you just, it's got to be super easy. And if it's super easy for young people, for old people, for everybody in between, it just becomes something you just go to and do. The problem with golf sometimes for a lot of people is it's complicated. There's all these different parts. Well, if you make the moving parts simple, then it's fun. Then you just put your golf bag on the cart and off you go and you're walking. Now, walk, play, golf is one of the hashtags that you're using. Talk
yes.
to us about the importance of walking.
Well, I mean, walking is where golf started. You know, and it's gotten to the point where people have gotten away from the exercise of the game. You know, and we're really pushing hard to get people back and walking. But then a lot of people, before good today's push carts came along, they were using pull carts, okay? And there's a big difference between a pull cart and a push cart, okay? A push cart, you're walking behind and pushing it versus a pulling where you were to push that. Pull cart, you got your arm back, put stress on your shoulder. Nowadays, you know, push carts are basically obsolete in most cases. So with a push cart, it makes it easy. And then with, you know, as people developed in the game, pushing your cart is becoming more common. Where carrying your club, when you got to a certain age, you either had to ride or you know, push or pull your carts. Nowadays, even when it gets into even the colleges, you'll see they're trending to push carts. For example, I mean, there's you know, schools that have done all the testing and realized that the wear and tear on your body on carrying your golf club versus pushing them is huge. And the college teams are really seeing the effects of that. And the trend is not only in college, but it is starting off as a juniors. You go out to the top junior tours, you know, the AJGA, local tours, the Future Champions tours. You see all these kids all pushing their clubs.
Yes.
So they realize that it's if you want your energy at the end of the round, you want to be pushing and not carrying a, you know, a 20, 30, 40 pound pack on your back.
Plus, it's faster. You can play faster. If you've got the bag set up all the time, it's on the cart, you stop the cart, you grab your club, you're ready to play. If you've got to put your clubs down, set the stand up, make sure everything's not falling down, then go through your bag, it takes more time. Then you put it back on your shoulders and you're walking again. I mean, some people are really fit and that works for them. They like it. But for most people who don't have the time to stay in that kind of physical fitness, this is really excellent because you get the walking that is so important. Bob Hope walked 2 miles a day his entire life. It doesn't matter where he was. He went out and walked 2 miles every day, and he lived well into his 90s, and a very healthy, very fit person. So walking is the most important thing you can do for your body. Working out, sure, that's great, but walking, and it also does great things for the brain. If you can drive your car from now until the end of time, but get out of your car and start walking, and you'll find if you don't do it often, you get a little disoriented. So your brain really needs the walking. It gives you a connection. This is another reason why having a push cart is so much fun when you're on a golf course. And I'm just watching. I'm here at us.bigmaxgolf.com, and you can watch how this, all of the blogs, and go to the accessories, okay? I went to the accessories. I went, okay, what are the accessories? There are so many things that you can add to the push cart. So somebody could buy, you know, the push cart for Uncle Joe, and then somebody else could buy all the little goodies that can come along with, and you have like the quick fix umbrella holder. You've got the Big Max extender, the GPS holder, the rangefinder case. There's a glove lock. I mean, there's so many different things. You must, the beverage holder, the lock towel, the sand and steel and seed bottle. It's all here. Do you guys spend a lot of time working on what a golfer needs?
We do, and actually, the Big Max carts are the only carts with the quick fix technology, which is actually just a push button, and you can add your umbrella holder, and your GPS holder, many other items, and then we have two of those on each one of our carts, and then also we have two quick locks on most of our carts, and the actually Blade Plus and Blade IP will have four quick locks, which is just a locking mechanism on the side of the cart to add even more accessories. So, we're the only cart out there with the Blade and then the new Blade IP that has, we call it a super net, which basically, as your bags are slanted on the cart, there's always that area underneath your bag between the wheels that has no purpose. Well, this turns that entire area into a full zipper-enclosed storage compartment. My daughter, who's one of the top junior golfers up here in Washington State, where we're located in the U.S., just loves it, and she fills it up with all her stuff. And it's like, so it's a great addition to your golf bag, which is super handy right there without having to get around and dig into your golf bag.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's got everything. It's like a giant purse right in the front. And you know how important that is, right?
It's funny. We've actually even had women who have little chihuahua, little tiny dogs, that actually, because it's all a netting area, they've actually bought it to take their dog with them while they're playing.
Those are our pocket dogs. And
yes, the purse dog.
The purse dog. See, this is the perfect gift. Okay, you've got to go. Don't forget to put the U.S. Okay, accessories.
Yeah, go to BigMaxUSA.com is our U.S. Site. We can find all of the latest items. We are actually launching for the first time into the U.S. along with the new IP. We're going to be launching a select number of our waterproof golf bags.
Oh.
We're the number one waterproof bag brand in Europe, so we'll be launching four different styles into the U.S. market in January. Two being full, we call our Aqua bags, an Aqua stand bag, and an Aqua cart bag, and then also what we call Dry Light, which is basically a full waterproof fabric, waterproof zippers, just different than the Aqua that's not a full. Seam Seal product, but both amazing products. You know, and the price points, I think people are going to be really excited about the price points. With most of the manufacturers out there, the price points are fairly high. We're coming in the, you know, at a price that is very affordable for every golfer to have a waterproof or highly water resistant golf bag.
Are these the travel covers that I saw on Twitter and those fabulous colors?
Well, these are all golf bags, and then we'll be We'll be launching travel covers very shortly because we're the top manufacturer of waterproof fabric golf bags and travel covers in Europe, and we've been that for the last several years since waterproof bags became popular. And now we'll be finally launching them into the U.S. market. We're very excited about that.
I'm so excited. You guys are innovators and awesome and making golf fun. And, if you consider a woman who can take her dog with her in a little purse like right on the front of her push cart, that does it all. Then, there's no reason why she shouldn't go walk, right?
Exactly.
And, take herself for a walk with the dog.
As you were saying about Bob Hope, it's, the cardio. People are always working, to get their cardio in every day, and the perfect opportunity.
It is.
While playing the game.
Kelly Walker, CEO, Big Max Golf here in the U.S. Always a pleasure talking with you. You must shoot me emails when other things are happening so I can keep up.
I will send you all the information on all the latest items that we'll be launching.
Fantastic.
I'm excited about this, and thanks again for having me on.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.
I've got some great news. One of my favorite young golfers from Hawaii is Marielle Galdiano. I haven't had a chance to talk to her in so long because she's on the mainland. She's going to college. She's got all these different things to go to. She gets all these invites, and the USGA's International Team Selection Committee has invited 12 players to participate in a practice session in advance of the 2018 Curtis Cup match, and the session for the prospective players will be December 17 and 18, Shoal Creek in Alabama, host site of the 2018 U.S. Women's Open Championship. And the following 12 players have accepted invitations to the practice session. At the top of the list is Marielle Galdiano of Pearl City. She goes to the University of California, LA, UCLA. I remember talking with her over at the Mid-Pacific Country Club during the Jenny K. It was like UCLA all the way from the very beginning of time. So proud of you, Marielle Galdiano, and so happy that you've got this Curtis Cup invite to go. They kind of, see how the team would work together, how the girls work together, and this isn't Marielle's first Curtis Cup. This is super exciting. And something else that's really cool is we've got the PGA of America, the PGA Junior League Championship presented by National Car Rental, the sixth annual. And this is just really cool that it's underway and it's on the mainland. And any of the teams here in Hawaii could one day play. For instance, they're at the very beautiful Greyhawk Golf Club. And Team New Jersey and Team Georgia took the early leads, just to let you know. Hawaii's not in it, but we're going to work at it, at being in it. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. First off, we're going to talk about Creative Plumbing. Whether you're working on a gigantic new build, you've got this big building and ground up, or if you're shopping centers, it doesn't matter, a store, the customer, they do it all. It's a new build, if it's a renovation, it's a little house in the middle of Manoa, Nu'uanu. It's been there since 1923, but you want to put in some new pipes. Creative Plumbing, call Creative Plumbing. They've been serving Hawaii over 40 years. Got to be done right. It's your plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing. Rainer Doors, the overhead security to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Yes, you want to provide lasting security and safety like they do for the Lamborghini, because you are more important than a Lamborghini. For your business, your home, your Rainer door is the one that you'll want to put in on your home because it increases the value of it. A major return on your investment. Call Rainer Doors. The number is 647-2056. Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project into artwork. They specialize in just about everything that you can think of. Natural stones, Brazilian quartzite flagstone, AquaPave on-site stormwater source control systems, super important with the amount of water that we're getting now and the amount of water that the sea level is rising, and interlocking concrete pavers and Roman stack walls. You get the picture. It's Futuristone. Only the best. And don't forget New in Kahala Good Day Coffee, offering excellent cappuccinos, espressos. They're right at the consignment center, free Wi-Fi, and yes, they are dog-friendly. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.